This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Farm, machinery, and other equipment and motor companies have prohibited people from fixing equipment, requiring that customers bring equipment to dealerships for expensive repairs that most people say they could figure out on their own. John Deere, accused of monopolizing the tractor repair market, has agreed to pay $99 million to farmers to settle a long-running right-to-repair lawsuit over limiting access to diagnostic tools and software needed to repair its equipment. Farmers are skeptical, saying the company's promises come across as, "Trust us, we really mean it this time." Right to repair has been an emotional rallying cry for U.S. farmers and ranchers who say tractors have become so technologically advanced that they're nearly impossible to fix. That means paying for John Deere dealerships to respond when equipment goes down, as well as enduring long waiting times for those repairs. In the settlement, John Deere will pay the $99 million, but also agrees to share its tools, software, and diagnostic systems with farmers and independent repair shops. Brad Sage, who spent more than 30 years working for John Deere dealerships, now owns Sage Repair in Florence, Montana. He charges farmers about half the cost for repairs that a John Deere dealership would. Sage said he left his position at John Deere because the company became too corporate and that he wanted to do equipment repair that doesn't have to be so expensive. Sage said it used to be that the only time a farmer went to the John Deere dealership for a problem was when something very strange, highly technical, or very time-consuming came up. That was the scenario before, Sage said. Now farmers are locked out of solving equipment problems because the information is too hard or cumbersome to come by. Right to repair advocates say the increasing computerization of agricultural equipment has made fixing equipment almost impossible without going to the manufacturers. The class action lawsuit brought by farmers who own John Deere equipment claimed that the tractor giant was monopolizing the repair market, while right-to-repair advocates say farmers should be able to fix tractors themselves or go to an independent repair shop. The settlement calls for payments to go to John Deere equipment owners who can prove that sometime since 2018, their equipment was repaired at a John Deere dealership, and the repair cost them more than it would have to do it themselves or at an independent repair shop. John Deere admits no wrongdoing in the settlement. Meanwhile, John Deere faces a separate right-to-repair lawsuit brought on by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission in 2025 for falling short of the commitment it made to the American Farm Bureau to provide tools, software, and documentation for repairs in a timely manner. In 2025, 20 states, including Montana, introduced bills aimed at including agricultural equipment under right-to-repair laws, with equipment companies strangling the ability for independent repair shops and equipment owners themselves from repairing equipment. Some are seeking a low-technology option, the market for used tractors. Tractors that predate computer software are selling for what they cost when they were new. But to get a completely computer-free tractor, people have to buy tractors manufactured in the 1980s or earlier. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.